I can remember when he was born. He looked like a perfectly healthy baby boy. And it wasn't till the next day that I get a call from the hospital. I'm at the office, and they say, I need to come down. I needed to talk to somebody. And I get there, and they told me, outside of your presence is my recollection, that Jeff had was Down syndrome. And the person that I talked to had said, you know, there's various choices that we could have, one of which was that, you know, he could be institutionalized. We didn't have to raise him the rest of our lives. And that really knocked me right on my butt.
It was hard. And I think what really helped is when you did come in then, when we got together, and you just took Jeff and you just held him and you just were okay. I obviously not okay. Neither of us were okay, but he was our son and we loved him. And
yeah. You ever wonder what it would have been like if Jeff wasn't Down's?
Yeah, I do. Kind of. You know, now and then I've thought about it, but I think he's exactly who he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I think the universe gives you what you need. And I think that his disability has given us so much, so many lessons, so many blessings, and him. And everyone that he meets, you know, I think that he's exactly what he's supposed to be.
I wouldn't trade him. I wouldn't trade him. And if I knew of, you know, young parents that were just had a Down's baby, I think what I'd tell them, don't get discouraged. They're there for a reason. It's parenting at a different level, but it's still parenting.
You know, I thought about that earlier, about what I would say to a parent of a new baby with Down's, and I think that I would tell them, first of all, it's going to be okay, and secondly, I'd tell them to go ahead and grieve, almost as if they've had twins and the one that they were expecting didn't make it, but they need to enjoy the one that they got. The one that's there, because it's a good thing. I mean, I remember Jeff was he was the sweetest baby in the world, I think. He was just all love and snuggly and sweet and not fussy and, you know, just so easy to be around. And
do you ever worry what the future holds for him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think we just have to have faith, though, you know. What I would like for him, what I would want for him, is that he could always be happy and fulfilled, that he could always be safe, and that he could have a partner. You know, I hope that at some point there's somebody that's more than just a girlfriend, somebody that he can have for a life partner, because he deserves that. And somebody else deserves to have such a great guy.
I'm glad we did it the way we've done it. He's something else.
Yes, he is.
He's now, what, 20?
Five.
25, living on his own, working for me, active in Special Olympics.
Going to college.
Going to college, yes. But boy, what an experience it's been.
Yes, it has.
The reason I wanted to do this, sweetie, is I wanted a chance to make a record, if you will, of what we've been able to accomplish and what Jeff has been able to accomplish as a special needs son. I'm so proud of what he's been able to accomplish and what part you have played in all that. It's phenomenal. It really is.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Local sponsorship for StoryCorps comes from the Boise Consumer Co-op, Boise's green grocery store since 1973.